muffins, corn muffins, and make it that way. Well, you can make it, I guess, in any kind of shape you'd want to. Like the Valentine's things that you have, you know, to make them little things, I guess you could even do it that way. I've never tried it. It's just something that you got to fix it just right where it arrives, like it ought to, and then come out. I've never tried such a thing as that, but just muffins and corn pones, and then I tried all. Now the corn pone that I tried, it's a corn thing that's baked like it would be a frying pan that looks like a corn ear in it, and you can bake it in that way. It's a corn bread, all right, but it's just the shape of a corn cob.
Is that finger?
Huh?
Finger?
Yeah, shape kind of like a finger corn cob, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you can fix it in that way.
What name?
Corn sticks is what you call it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What about something you take it and pat in your hand like this? And
well, you could fry that like that.
Do you know what that's called?
I guess you put the fried bread, I reckon, fried corn bread, I guess.
You ever heard of a corn doctor?
Yeah, now a corn doctor is like if you pick some greens,
mm-hmm.
and you could do it, like you said, dash it out like that and put it on the greens for a dumpling. They call it corn dumpling. And Mama always loved it that way. She fixed her one. She fixed her some on her greens or her peas.
Is it a dodger?
Yeah, that's what they call a corn dodger.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And what about something
I forget a lot of things though back there what they done, but you're right. That's all right.
Do you remember something you might make to eat with fish?
Made out of cornmeal? Yeah, hush puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And just fry the cornbread. But used it as hush puppies.
In little bitty things?
Yeah, little bitty things like that. We put onions in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the onions in it, we usually did. You know, put up the onions real fine as we could and put it in like that.
And do you remember ever cooking on a fireplace? What about taking cornmeal and salt and water and just boiling that? And you have something?
Well, they call that mush.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. My daddy used to like that.
Is that something you'd have to eat with a spoon? Or?
Yeah, really, I guess, but if you make it thick enough, you could eat with a fork, I guess, but it's really a spoon, something to eat with a spoon. It's some of them call it homemade corn, gruel, some of it call it gruel, some of it call it mush.
You just eat it plain
like that? Yeah, drink the gruel. But the mush, you'd eat that for breakfast. That's what you'd eat for breakfast.
You wouldn't put milk on it?
Well, now, if he wanted it, he could. But I don't know how he'd eat it. But I remember Mama fixing him for his breakfast later.
That's how it tastes awfully plain.
Oh, mush, I really thought he'd eat it. I don't think. I might have tasted of it, but pure stuff like that, I never did.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a member of, you know. Now, cornmeal gruel, as they call it, when we was sick, Mama used to fix that and put a little pinches of bacon in it, and we'd drink that. If our stomach was upset, you know, something we couldn't eat. And I guess it helped us. We thought it did anyway. But as far as that other concern, I know.
There are two kinds of bread, homemade bread, and then the kind that you buy at the store, you call that?
Store-bought bread, I reckon.
Right.
I said store-bought bread, I guess, honey.